The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority is hoping to secure $73.5 million in federal stimulus funds for new infrastructure at the Ketchikan shipyard. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, Alaska Ship and Dry Dock says the money should be enough to fully implement its development plan.
ADA, which owns the Ketchikan shipyard, filed the grant application this fall. Doug Ward is the director of shipyard development for Alaska Ship and Dry Dock, which operates the shipyard. He says the $73.5 million grant would provide the funding to construct a grounding grid at Dry Dock Number 2, build another open berth, and expand the shipyard's production facilities.
Future improvements is going to add additional production to support more repair work going on, and really give this shipyard, which is on a very small footprint, characteristic of a lot of northern European shipyards, a lot of capability to a lot of diverse kinds of work down there. And that's what is one of the keys to sustainability in our industry today.
Ward says the state likely won't hear if it was awarded the federal grant until this spring. The proposed grant funding would be on top of $50 million in federal earmarks approved for the shipyard in 2005. That money was used to build a land-level berth and a second dry dock, which combined cost a total of $17 million to complete.
Those two elements, the land-level berth and floating dry dock number 2, comprise what we call a ship transfer system that gets new ships from on land and into water, or ships repair out of the water and into land.
The federal money appropriated in 2005 will also go towards constructing two ship assembly halls. Ward says the enclosed buildings will allow the shipyard to better compete in the international market for shipbuilding contracts.
In Europe, for many, many years, in northern Europe that has similar climate conditions we have, they've been enclosing their shipbuilding processes for a long time. More recently, even in the Gulf Coast, you'll see more and more enclosed manufacturing facilities in shipyards for things like temperature control and accuracy control and things. Even in warm climate, being indoors enhances or makes production more efficient.
Ward says the previous funding and the grant money ADA applied for this year should be enough to complete development of the shipyard. He says the infrastructure would allow the shipyard to increase the number of ships it can repair annually and expand the shipyard's shipbuilding capacity.
Back in the early 80s, shipbuilding wasn't anticipated to be as an important part of the business as it is for us today, but it is an important part of our current economics for having a sustainable shipyard down there.
ASD has operated the shipyard since 1994. Ward says the company has averaged approximately $19 million in gross revenue over the past 10 years. This year, he says the company's gross revenue should top $30 million. That's significantly higher than ASD's first year of operation, in which it grossed $2.4 million. The shipyard currently employs 177 workers. Ward expects that number to grow to 350 full-time year-round workers once the shipyard is fully developed. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.